Hello, Paul.
Yes,
did you have a question?
Sounds like the ad that you just finished is something I might want to use for my wife.
Yeah.
My wife is in the early stages of dementia.
Uh-huh.
And I've been doing a lot of searching and listening to all sorts of people that all recommend different medicines, and they've had me on fish oil and quinol and other brain stuff and probiotics and complete enzymes and ginkgo biloba or something like that and Cognizance. And so this friend of mine, thanks so much of your Dr. Wright, that he's actually talked me into making an appointment, which I will be in your clinic at about Monday afternoon.
And excellent.
I couldn't get an appointment with your Dr. Wright, but there was another doctor by the name of Russell, I believe it is. And I'm assuming she'll be just as well, because she probably knows a lot about the subject that I'm interested in caring for my wife.
She is very, very skilled with Alzheimer's and dementia and various neurologic problems. She's probably one of the best docs to see in the clinic. She's done a lot of her own personal research and written articles. And so, yeah, you picked the right doc there.
Well, this weekend is the first time I've ever listened to your radio program.
But, oh, welcome.
This friend of mine, I believe a lot of things that he tells me, and you know, I trust that he's trying to do the best for my wife, and that's the reason why he hounded me until I finally called in and made an appointment with your organization.
Sounded like he twisted your arm quite a bit.
Yeah, more or less made me feel like, you know, if you don't follow through with this, well, all you're going to do is take everybody else's pills and stuff, and you'll just be dropping pills all over the place, and you don't know which is good and which is bad. And if you get a hold of somebody who really knows what's going on, you can sit down with them. And, you know, I guess it's quite an intensive get-together we'll have for the first time when I bring my wife in to see Dr. Russell. But
yeah, there's really quite a number of factors involved. In fact, they're finding more and more, you know, conventional medications that are linked to Alzheimer's and dementia. Calcium channel blockers, statins are, you know, it's pretty clear that these can cause dementia. So I would highly recommend a book for you, Paul. It's called The End of Alzheimer's. And it's written by a medical doctor by the name of Dale Bredesen, Bredesen.
Hang on, let me get a pencil here. That's D-R-E-T.
His last name is Bredesen.
Oh.
Spelled B like boy.
B-R-E-T.
E-D.
E-D.
Yep, and then E-S-E-N. Bredesen. And it's called The End of Alzheimer's. And he points out in the book, which is really important, that it's not just one thing that's involved. It's like having a lot of different holes in the roof. You know, you have to plug all the holes at once. And there can be up to 36 that he talks about.
It's my understanding that if you have some of that black mold and stuff like that in your house, that can affect.
Mm-hmm.
That can be an effective thing that helps create more of the dementia.
Yes, anything that can cause inflammation. You know, we often talk about leaky gut problems, having a more porous gut lining, that, you know, a lot of times these things get into our bloodstreams more quickly causing immune reactions and antibody reactions. But this is happening in our brain, too. We have leaky brain problems.
Well, for the last two or three months, I've had my wife at least two times a week. I give her these probiotic pills.
Uh-huh.
And I'm assuming that helps.
Yeah, that's just one of the things.
Gets rid of supposedly the bad things in your gut and puts in good things.
Well, sometimes depending on what her circumstance is, and Dr. Russell will figure this out for you, but the probiotic won't necessarily get rid of the abnormal bacteria, but it eventually over time, sometimes it can replace the fungus and the yeast and the bacteria. But yeah, that's definitely something to look at. But a couple other things I would think about is starting her on lithium orotate, small dose, you know, like 10 milligrams twice a day. Niacinamide is also good. You mentioned ginkgo before.
Mm-hmm.
I find that helpful. And there's also an amino acid called N-acetylcarnitine, and that's been shown to promote circulation through the brain for healing purposes. So those are, I think, some of my top supplements that I usually recommend.
Well, I would imagine when I take my wife in to see your colleague, this will all probably be brought up in our meeting on that too, huh?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay.
Now,
well,
chances are she'll order some tests and see what kind of functional problems she may be having that, you know, contributed to this. Sometimes it's mm-hmm. heavy metals. You know, you want to check heavy metals for aluminum or, you know, there's about 12 or 15 heavy metals that we screen for. In cases like this, so, but you'll be in good hands.
Okay, well, sounds like I'm headed in the right direction finally. I'm going to these other conventional, I guess you'd use the term conventional doctors, and all they uh-huh. do is run you from one type of the other until they get you around a whole series of everybody's whatever they handle, and it's just like going in a big vicious circle, and you really never really get much of an answer.
Yep, that's what our radio show is based on. You know, giving
that's
you
the reason why this friend of mine kept banging on me to get in touch with your organization.
Well, congratulations! I think you're in good hands.
Okay, very good.
Thanks for your call, Paul, and good luck with that.